Welcome back to the Hopes and Struggles podcast. Nyla with you. It's been a couple of weeks since I have visited you on this platform. I've had a lot of crazy things happening, including my best guy friend of over 35 years. He had a heart attack. And his name is Donald, so we could use prayers for him. It's just been a crazy couple of weeks, which is the reason for the title of the podcast today is The Midnight Hour. Have you ever been there? It's 11:59 and three quarters and you need an answer, a solution to a problem, a miracle, help, financial provision. You need an intervention, a victory, good news, a good word. It's nerve-wracking when we are down to the wire and we cannot see the way forward. We cannot see any solutions. We can even think of the many ways God has rescued us and helped us in the past. But yet we still have a tendency to panic and worry because we are human. And learning to trust is a process. It's nothing new. I mean, look at Adam and Eve. And then there's the saga of the Israelites. When I was younger, I just could not understand because they were so ungrateful. They just complained about everything. Even though God provided food, they got tired of it. They were grouchy and ungrateful, and at one point even wanted to go back to Egypt because the road was so difficult and they could not see a way forward in their eyes. They were uncertain and literally backed in a corner when they made it to the sea. They had the sea on their backs and the Egyptian army on the front. But it makes me think, are our problems bigger and issues bigger than the sea? Are our problems too big for God? I mean, look at the Egyptian army. But then look at what God did to the army. He utterly destroyed them. God is not bound by earthly things like we are. He can utterly destroy walls that are in our way. And he can shut doors and open doors according to what is best for us. Listen to what God says about the people who mean harm. Romans 12:19 NLT. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. Now listen to what Psalm 91 says. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by the day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. That's Psalm 91, 1 through verse 10. If you haven't read Psalm 91, it is very, very encouraging. I think now in my older adulthood, I understand the Israelites so much better because I've lived quite a bit of life and I've been through a lot. Even though they had witnessed miracle after miracle of God's provision, they had a crisis of faith. We are so much like them. We are them. Oh, so very human. So what do we do? How can we learn to trust God at 11:59 and three quarters? How do we develop those faith muscles and those deep roots? God says in Matthew 13:21 NLT, but since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. So we need deep roots in His word. But then we might think, we aren't worthy of God's love and help. Okay, what does God say about that? Romans 3:22 NLT. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who they are. Romans 10:17 NLT. So faith comes from hearing, that is, hearing the good news about Christ. This tells us we need to hear the good news of Christ, and faith comes from that. So here we are. It's 11:59 and three quarters. What do? We dig into His Word and develop those deep roots. We dig into His living Word that has the power to calm even the most agitated and worried soul. We dig in. We never let go. If you're not a person that likes to read the Bible, there is another option. You can have it read to you. There are so many apps out there that will read God's Word to you. I prefer the YouVersion Bible app. It is a fantastic app that is free with many different languages and 73 Bible versions. They have videos. They have Bible study plans. Many churches put out Bible studies. There are many devotions. This app really does have it all, and it's all for free. It's a great way to get God's Word into you and into your soul. It brings strength, hope, and peace. God's Word is living, it is alive, and it has the power to help you with whatever you may be going through. So I hope that you will join me in developing those deep roots. Let me pray for you before I go. Father, I ask that you would provide for their needs and tuck them under your wings. Keep them safe, Father. Give them whatever provision that they may need. Give them an extra measure of faith. Bless them, Father. Lift them up. Let them hear your voice. Let them see your mighty hand in their lives. Protect them, O Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, many, many blessings to you and your loved ones.